11 in a row, retired by Jeff Locke. He's on lockdown. And
New Hampshire native Jeff Locke has been one of the best pitchers in the National League this season, sporting an 8-2 record with a 2.15 ERA. And on Saturday, he was named to the National League All-Star team. The game is next Tuesday at Citi Field in New York. He joins New Hampshire Public Radio from Pittsburgh. Jeff, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thanks a lot for having me. I appreciate it.
So what was your reaction after learning you had been chosen for the All-Star game?
You know, this is a shock. You know, to me, it's not necessarily something you work for. Some of these things like this just come out of hard work and, you know, out of having success, and helps a lot when you've been playing on, what's been a first-place team most of the season, too.
Any family or friends going to be able to make it out for the game?
My mother, my aunt, and best friend from home, and girlfriend, her dad, and yeah, it should be a good time.
Let's talk about your success this season. You earned a spot in the Pirates rotation coming out of spring training, and now you're having your breakout season. Talk about your development this year and adjusting to the talent level at the major leagues.
Well, I had the bits and pieces and taste of it in 2011, 2012, and I knew telling myself that if I had an opportunity to break camp with a major league team from April 1st on, that I know I could help a team win games. I've just always known that. I've had my mentality set like that. It's easier when you get acclimated, I guess, to the guys on the team and get comfortable with the catchers, opposed to the Septembers where I was up here and, the team's on a slide, or, you're trying to do too much or make a good impression. You only have 3-4 starts in September to do that. And instead of trying to be yourself and just go out there and execute pitches.
Sure. And you grew up in New Hampshire, played your high school ball here. Can you talk about how that experience shaped the player you are now?
Well, I'm a pretty laid-back guy, easygoing, and I think that has a lot to do with how I grew up in New Hampshire playing baseball, because there weren't a whole lot of rules. I'm pretty sure that my 4 years of high school, I'd go outside every day and play catch with my catcher, and then we'd hit batting practice, and then we'd go home. There wasn't a whole lot of drills, and we're running bunt plays and double play balls, and we're running, a bunch of these plays. We were just playing backyard baseball. We happened to be on one of the best high school teams in the state for the duration of me being there. And we just did things the easy way. We just played the game. And I think that's kind of what got my mentality and kind of toned me to the kind of player I'm now is, I don't worry too much.
Sure. How often do you get back here to the Granite State?
I still go back every offseason. It's still my residence. Spend a lot of time up there and do a lot of hiking and snowshoeing and stuff like that. So, home's always going to be home to me. You never forget your home, and nothing beats it.
Your team, the Pittsburgh Pirates, has one of the best records in the National League. This is a team with a rich baseball history, but also a franchise that has struggled over the past couple decades. How do you explain the turnaround this year?
I'd say they've done a fantastic job in the scouting department over the past years, getting the kind of guys in the draft they have. I was a trade guy in 2009, but if you look back at the teams I was on, 2009, 2010, we won championships at our respectable leagues with these guys, same guys that are coming up now. And we do have a good core group of guys, and we have a lot of youth coming up, but at the same time, we have the veteran presence.
What will it mean for you to be able to represent New Hampshire at the All-Star Game next week?
That's the biggest thing for me. One of my other good friends, Chris Carpenter, being from Exeter and having the kind of resume he's put together at the big league level, someone I look up to a lot. And I just know that when he would go out there and he would pitch in those World Series games or be selected to this or that or Cy Young, they always talk about your roots and where you came from. And he certainly never forgot where he comes from, as I see him every November at the New Hampshire Baseball Dinner. Just a great guy and someone I look forward to spending time with.
New Hampshire native Jeff Locke is a pitcher for the Pittsburgh Pirates, and next week will play for the National League All-Star Team. Jeff, thanks for taking the time.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.